Hello, hello. You're listening to CEO's Entry. I record my podcast on Sundays and Tuesdays. Thank you for staying tuned. Okay, so guys, I'm out and about right now, and I'm actually really hungry because I did not eat any breakfast, and I didn't bring anything with me, which is, like, not like me, but I am out and about running some errands, picking up some things. Yeah. I'm actually waiting for GameStop to open. I haven't been to GameStop in years. I'm not a gamer. I'm looking for something for somebody that I think is somewhat of a gamer. But I'm trying to see if I can find what I'm hoping would be at a GameStop. They don't open until 12. It's only 11:30. So I decided, I killed some time because I went to the beauty supply store, parked my car in the parking lot, walked to the beauty supply store, got some things there. Then I went to Walmart, and now I'm back in the GameStop parking lot, and I'm waiting for them to open up. So I have 30 minutes, about 29 minutes now, and I will get whatever I'm hoping that they have in the GameStop when they open. And then I'm gonna go to American Deli and get some food. I don't know if I want a cheesesteak or a burger. And yes, guys, a cheesesteak or a burger with fries and a drink, because I decided that I'm a fraud and this diet is like total bonkers, total donkey butt. I quit. I'm really like, I think I'm quitting this diet because I just like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm a fraud, you guys. I really do believe there is a very simple way for people to eat. But then again, it's like, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to commit to a diet that's like limited and excluding things that I like to eat. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm about to eat something with bread too. But that's not great. I'm not saying it's gonna be all the time, but like, I'm literally out and about and hungry. And I love these health gurus. I do. I will listen to them day in and day out. I will watch their YouTube videos and I'll listen to them praise the animal-based diet, the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet. I will listen to these people. The only people I won't listen to again, well, I'm not gonna say never again, but like, I'm not on my vegetarian kick right now, so I'm gonna say no to all of that. Yeah, I like meat, so I'm gonna say no to all of that. But you know what, to each is their own. It's just that's not what interests me right now, because I'm looking for the energy, you know. I'm looking for where the energy is. I think everything has energy, and I don't believe in, you know, meat bad, vegetables good. Because I don't even like most vegetables, but I do like most meat. And I will try most types of meat as long as it doesn't sound insane. I probably wouldn't eat like rabbit, because I've had rabbits before and that'd be kind of crazy. I don't think you can convince me to eat a bunny, because I'm like, come on. No, I had a bunny named Chuchi. I didn't take very good care of her, but I had one. And yeah, that'd be wrong. But anyways, I've been craving American Deli, basic American food, because surprise, surprise, I'm American. And I think it's only fair that I just do my part and have a meal from American Deli, since we're in America. I'm just kidding. I hate this country. But we here. We're here. And I was going to get some Jamaican food today. And I kind of want to thug it out and just go home and then go back out and get the Jamaican food. But it's like, I'm hungry now. You know how you haven't eaten for, you know, a long window. And you start to feel like your brain is like hungry. It's like that type of hunger. So it's like, and I want to wait until afternoon, because I feel like I don't want to eat at 11 something a.m. because it's still the a.m. I like to eat in the p.m. I'm not that I'm like intentionally intermittent fasting, but I do feel weird when I eat too early or if I don't eat after a certain hour. Now, if I had something to do, like for real, like if I had to go to work, I would have to force myself to eat something, but it wouldn't be much. Like, ideally, before I left the house, I would have made myself some eggs and some bone broth or something and some breakfast food. Though, I'm trying to cut out most basic standard American breakfast foods, with the exception of, like, the good stuff, like the bacon and the eggs. Because I will always eat my bacon and my eggs. But I'm talking about this stuff like the waffles and the pancakes. Though I do love waffles, I don't really want to make it a staple. You know what I mean? Like right now, I'm really trying to curate a diet that fits me. I don't think I want to exclude rice and peas because I'm Jamaican. At least half of me is. And I need my rice and peas with my plantains and the rest of the shebang. And I really wish that I was like near the Jamaican restaurant right now so I could just get that. But I'm not near any Jamaican restaurant right now at all. So it's like American Deli. It is. Not mad at it. Not mad at it at all, because I loves me, you know, some wings and some sandwiches and some fries. It's just that it wasn't ideal. It was not ideal, but you know what? Okay. Cause like the more, you know, like when you're hungry and you're just like, you're hungry for a lot more than what you would have been hungry for if you weren't like that hungry. Like I probably would have been like, if I had ate breakfast, I probably would have been like, okay, when I get back to the house, when I get closer to the house, I'll get my curry chicken and my roti. But that's not the case here. That's not the case here. Now I'm seeing all different types of possibilities in the air. It's like I'm seeing everything that is available to me. Not what's going to be available to me in the next few miles. Like what's available now. What's available here. So anyways, enough on that. Do y'all have Valentine's? Do y'all like celebrate Valentine's Day? You know, it's funny. So I'm going to a grocery store and we're surrounded by all these decorations. Like, I will never forget when the next holiday is coming around, because the wonderful team of people come together and they decorate the store. And it is covered in Valentine's Day balloons, chocolates, gifts. Gift cards, all that stuff, the greeting cards. It's covered in Valentine's Day themed everything. And it'll never get past me. Like, I know. I think it crept up on me, though. The day itself crept up on me, but I knew it was Valentine's Day season. And for the first time, I wasn't irritated by seeing all these decorations. I actually was like, okay, this is cute. Like, I went in the break room to have my food yesterday when I was at work. And I was actually like, aw, this is cute. They actually decorated the break room with rose petals on the table. Rose petals on the table. That is romantic. That is romantic, okay? Like, rose petals, that's what you put on a bed for like an anniversary. I was like, oh my God, I feel loved. I feel loved. That was actually cute, man. I think I took a rose petal with me. I took one and put it in my pocket because I'm like, you know, I'm ghetto like that. I'm just kidding. But I took one and put it in my pocket, and yeah, I just had to take one because it was a real rose petal. I was like, oh my God, they bought a bouquet of roses and put actual real roses on this table. You know. But yeah, I did that, put it in my pocket. I was eating my food. I was like, oh my God, these decorations are making me feel like, you know, I'm special and stuff. But anyways, do y'all have Valentine's Day or do you have plans? I'm really hoping that my dad loves my mom this year enough to get her Red Lobster again so that I can have Red Lobster again. And of course, you know, it's going to be the same thing. I don't know. My dad literally gets the same thing at every restaurant, every time. He believes in the phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And sometimes I be getting a little irritated because I'm like, you know what? It's not broke. You don't have to fix anything. But can you branch out? Can you get something else? Because I'll look at menus at restaurants that he goes to buy food. And I'll be like, do you know they have other options that you've never purchased before? You know, they have other types of like food you can order from here. Like, but you're always getting the same thing. You don't like be diddling and daddling in any of the other parts of the menu. But like, they got like all this other stuff. Like, I swear, it took years for my dad to order fish sandwiches from Captain D's because he just never thought they had fish sandwiches. I don't know how long they've had fish sandwiches, but they're actually very good. And he's never got them before until like recently, within the last few months. And I think it's insane. Popeyes has chicken strips, but he didn't get chicken strips until like, I think until like we moved like to where we are now. It was several years before he knew that they had chicken strips or like other things in the menu, or before he just decided to order them. Maybe he just never paid attention. But I think it's so funny when people just order the same things. Like, Chinese restaurant is always pork fried rice, 3 large containers of pork fried rice, and egg rolls. And I'm like, dude, there's other things on the menu. You're so basic. I'm very diverse with my food that I eat. That's one of the main reasons why I'm quitting my diet, because I want to eat like everything. I'm a foodie. It's not in my nature to say no to like anything when it comes to like food. I feel like not myself, you know what I mean? But yeah, back to like Valentine's Day. You know how I end up always talking about something food related. Like, this should be like a food podcast. But like, just in case I talk about something else, I don't want to like make it just about food. But it tends to like always come back to that. So just know, that's my theme. It's always going to come back to like food, something to do with food. But yeah, you know, it's dumb. I really left Walmart and didn't get any food. I could have got like a snack to hold me over, because like, I'm really hungry for some nutrients. Like, my brain is like starving right now. I'm one of those people that can't starve themselves. And I mean, like, I cannot intentionally like not eat. I cannot just sit and just be hungry. Like, I'm a real eater, guys. I'm a real eater. I could never. It's kind of like when you have to pee, bro. You know how when you have to pee and you can't think straight? It's like that. If I'm hungry, I cannot think straight. Nothing is getting done. Okay, I'm not even. You know how they say you're not you when you're hungry? I'm not me at all when I'm hungry. Like, I'm a different person. It's literally night and day. You'll see my entire mood change. If you put a burger in my hand, everything is fine. If you take it away, everything is hell. Like, I will raise hell. Snickers bar, I will get. If you give me a Snickers bar, I should have a Snickers bar commercial. Because I'm not me when I'm hungry. I'm literally not me when I'm hungry. I am a completely different individual. You will see a major difference, a major improvement in mood. If I get a candy bar, a burger, fries, milkshake. Jesus, they say that milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. No, milkshakes bring Xiomara to your yard. And she'll come back. Probably not. I'll probably just ask you for like the recipe for the milkshake, or like ask you where you got it from so I can get it myself, because I'm not a people person. I'm shy. But yeah guys, so yeah, for sure I hope you get to Red Lobster so I can have them cheddar cheese biscuits, the shrimp alfredo pasta. You know, I'm pretty sure that's all he gets her. And like, I think lobster tail. Anyways, I hope he loves her this year and gets her like all that good stuff, because I'm gonna definitely partake. And most of the time he gets me the same thing, so we both have a meal when we come home. Hopefully. I'm like fingers crossed, bro, because I get off early tomorrow, so I'll be able to come home and enjoy it. I know I probably sound a little selfish. Like, I'm just only caring about myself. But no, I hope she gets it too. It's just that I know if she gets it, I'm going to get some too. So, like, you know, it's a win-win. Ooh, hiccup. It's a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation. But yes, guys, I heard this girl, that Stephanie Person girl on YouTube, she said situation, like situation. She's so cute. I'm not going to follow her diet, but she's so cute. She's so pretty and cute. The way she talks, her accent, it's adorable. Her little way she says, pronounces words, it's funny and cute. But anyways, guys, I don't know how long I wanted this to be. I think I'm going to talk until, like, GameStop opens. Do y'all play video games? So, like, I almost thought I was going to be a gamer when I was younger because I used to play... I have a Nintendo DS. That's as close as I'll get to being a gamer. I don't know if I ever purchased another game. Maybe. We'll see. I don't think they sell Nintendo DS games at GameStop, though. I was told that they're discontinued, which makes me really sad. I might have to go on, like, eBay or Amazon to even get games from my console because I don't think they sell them anymore, apparently, like in regular stores. But I thought I was going to be a gamer when I was younger because I played a little bit. I played a little bit of Xbox, a little Nintendo, a little PSP. But I got away from it. I don't know why I got away from it, but I do like to play games. Like, I do like it. It's definitely fun for me. It's just not something that I made a hobby. But I think it's cool. I think people that play video games are so cool. I think, honestly, I'm jealous of all the nerds, all the people that are into anime, that know about the storyline of, like, Star Wars and Pokemon, because I do not. Someone needs to love me enough to show me the ins and outs of, like, being a nerd so that I can, like, be half nerd or somewhat of a nerd, because I think this is so cool. I think it's so interesting. I think you'll always have something to talk about with another nerd. I also wish that I was into soccer or some other cool sports. I do like boxing and wrestling, but I'm not a fanatic. I'm not, like, I know this wrestler and this boxer by name. The only boxer I know about is Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao. And the only reason why I know them is because my dad never shuts up about anything. I know, like, Kyrie Irving because he never shuts up. He talks to his friends and, like, his brother about these people in sports in the sports industry. And that's how I learned these people's names, because I hear him say it in conversation and he's very loud. And I'm just like, oh, Pacquiao, Floyd. Okay. He's good at what he's good. He's going to knock him out. He won the fight. He's going to win the fight. Kyrie got them hops. I learned all about these people and their talents because this man never shuts up. Whenever he's talking to his boys about sports or anything that he's interested in, I learn about it secondhand. And that is the only reason why I know all these things that I know, because he never shuts up. But I'm not mad about it. I'm like, okay, this is education. This is unintentional education right here. You know what I mean? Like, he's really killing two birds with one stone. Having a nice, loud conversation and educating his daughter at the same time. And then he wants to wonder why I will repeat things that he has said in conversation. And I'll be like, oh, I heard that. Talking about, oh, you listened in my conversation. I'm like, no, your conversation is just like... stretches for miles. Like, your conversation is just very well known to, like, the whole community. The whole town can hear your conversation, so we already know what you're about to say. You're about to repeat the same thing you just told your whatever friend, and I know about it too because I heard about it, and we all know, we all got the message. It's very clear, you know. It's very funny because, like, I'll remember things, I'll hear things that he said to his friends, now I remember it. And I have a bad, honestly, I think I have bad hearing, but I hear better when I'm listening to other people's conversations or when I'm listening to, like, people say things that they weren't saying to me. I listen better when I'm eavesdropping. And sometimes it's not even intentional. I'm not eavesdropping. I'm just present at the right time to be able to like hear the information. And I'm not like trying to be nosy, but I am very nosy. But most of the time when I hear people say stuff that they weren't talking to me about, it's just because I was in passing. And then I retain the information. It's just funnier because, like, why do you retain information that wasn't important for you to know? But, like, the other information, the important stuff, like, you forgot all about that. How is that? That's insane. But anyways, guys, I was going to say. So, yes, sports people, nerdy people, anime people, gamers, y'all are like always gonna have a conversation. Y'all are always gonna have something to talk about. You'll always have something to talk about because it's like, come on, how could you not? You're all on the same page. You are all on the same page and you all know the same information. And I wish I wasn't on it too. It's like someone needs to sit me down and like say, this is Star Wars, Tiamara. This is Pokemon, Tiamara. I almost got into Naruto. I did. There's another anime I need to finish watching, but you know, the one anime that I was watching like within the last year that I actually really enjoyed, it's called Death Note. One of my friends put me onto Death Note and I was hooked, and I watched every episode. Some of it I wasn't like super like, my attention span is not that great, so I might have been on my phone for a small portion of the show, but I know enough about like the show to like be able to explain. Like basically this guy, he's like on campus, I think he's in high school or something, and he finds his Death Note book, right? And then he learns that when you write someone's name in the book, they actually like, they die, or like they something, like they get murdered or something happens to them, depending on like what you write in the book. I guess that's how they die. So anyways, this guy learns that this book exists, and then he starts, you know, abusing his power, killing all these people. And then, you know, the authorities get involved and they try to figure out who is this guy. And they call him in the show, Kira. Basically, I think it's Japanese or some other language for the killer. Don't quote me on it. I think killer? Kira? Anyways, they call him Kira. Because he's basically like, they don't know who it is. So that's like the name they give this person. And I guess that was until they found the person that's doing all the killing. They call him Kira. Pretty sure that's means killer. But yeah. He was just like basically becoming like a serial killer. And he was writing people's names in this Death Note book. And like this girl, she like falls in love with him, and she's like obsessed with Kira. And yeah, I think it's the guy's name is Light something. I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but yeah, his name is Light. That's the guy that's doing all the killings in the show. And he doesn't, of course, want to be caught. So he tries to lead the FBI. He tries to lead them astray so that they don't find out it's him. So he goes along with their plan. He starts working with them, trying to like really play it off like he's trying to help them find Kira. But like he's Kira. He is Kira. And it starts off with him just killing all the bad guys, but I think he just starts abusing his power even more. Anyway, it's a great show. It's very interesting. Very interesting concept. And I was actually like paying attention. So you can trust me, I can vouch for the show because I never pay attention to anything. But I paid attention to this, so you could take that, you know, and kinda say like, oh, maybe if Siomar was able to pay attention, like maybe I'll watch it, because your attention span is probably better than mine. I have the attention span of like a 2-year-old. That's an exaggeration. Actually, I'm actually able to pay attention to most things, especially if it's supposed to be important. So, you know what I mean? Like, if I was doing bungee jumping, If I was doing skydiving, I'm going to pay attention to, like, what I'm supposed to do so I don't die. You know what I mean? Like, if there's specific things I have to do in a specific order to make sure that I don't die from skydiving and jumping out of a plane, I'm going to make sure I do that right. Because, like, that'll be bad, you know? That'll be pretty bad if, like, I just didn't remember the directions and I forget to pull the string. And then, like, I hit the ground and it's, like, lights out. You know what I mean? I pay attention when it counts. Oh, boy. Guys, I'm, like, dressed like, I'm dressed like a teenage boy right now. I have on sneakers, jeans, striped socks, a Lilo and Stitch t-shirt, and a jean jacket. Maybe not even a teenage boy. I don't know. I feel like I look very boyish. And a beanie. I'm dressed very tomboyish right now. There we go. Let's take out teenage boy. I hate when people say dress your age. Because I'm like, shut up. Shut up. I do think it's unflattering when I see older women wearing, like, outfits that I would expect, like, a young teenage woman or a younger woman to wear. I do think it becomes embarrassing at a certain age. If it doesn't look flattering on you, you know, I don't know. I think some women could pull off anything, but maybe me personally, I would try to start dressing like a grown woman. When I become a grown woman, I think I would probably start dressing like a grown woman. But I don't think t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers, that's timeless. I like to dress casually. I think it's a very casual look today. I'm wearing the Lilo and Stitch shirt because I want to look innocent. And I'm black. I like to look very innocent because, like, who the fuck? I'm sorry, I'm cursing. But, like, who's gonna look at me and say she's a threatening black woman with Lilo and Stitch on my shirt? You know, the world is my oyster. Like, come on. I didn't do it. You know I didn't do it. It's light green at that. So, the fact that it's light green, like, that should tell you something. I'm not even wearing a black Lilo and Stitch shirt. Bro, I look so innocent right now. It's crazy. I have glasses. My socks are animated. I don't know what character. This is a Looney Tune character. Okay, I forget which one it is. But it's a Looney Tune character. I gotta get some more Looney Tune and cartoon character themed socks. I gotta go back to Burlington. Do my thing. But Tommy Hilfiger, striped cartoon socks, jeans, Lilo and Stitch t-shirt, and jean jacket. Now, if anything, they might think, like, you know, I'm like a big child, like a big kid. But, like, whatever, I have glasses on, so that's the sophistication right there. So you know I'm grown enough to drink. You wouldn't think so from looking from, like, shoes up. But once you get to my face, you'd be like, okay, give her the wine. Don't even card her. Look at the bags. Look at them H lines. One time I went to this restaurant, and this guy kind of pissed me off because he sounded, like, ignorant as hell. Because he was judging, like, my brother. Because I was telling him about, I think I had, like, he was judging me and my brother, actually. I forget, like, how my brother came up in conversation, but basically I was wearing a t-shirt. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt. And that's, like, retro. Like, that's, like, old school. That's my time. It's my era, right? But this man was trying to tell me that I look like basically like a child. I'm like, shut up, lame. And he was like, I think he said his brother worked on, like, video games or something. So I'm like, dude, tell your brother to grow up. Don't tell me and my brother to grow up. Because I'm wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fly-ass t-shirt. Like, you're lame. You're lame for telling me that I need to grow up because my t-shirt has Ninja Turtles on it. Like, who doesn't like the Ninja Turtles, first of all? Let's start there. Second of all, what grown man tries to, like, ridicule? And, like, at this time, I was, like, 25, 24, 25. So I was like, you're older than me, dude. So, like, shut up. Like, shut up. I hate when people try to make people feel like they're immature because they are interested in like cartoon characters and basically like all the cool cartoon slash like anime characters from like their time, you know, or like just because they think it's interesting. Like, I think people need to shut up. Like, what, I don't know what immature or mature looks like anymore, because I think there's different ways to measure it. You are mature as your ability to handle a serious situation, okay? I'm gonna start saying situation like situation. I think it sounds cool. If you cannot handle a serious situation, I don't think that you are a mature adult or a mature individual. And I feel like people, they do a poor measurement of maturity, and they judge people incorrectly and very harshly, but mostly incorrectly. And it's so annoying. Some people are so insufferable, and I cannot stand the people that just pass the judgment as if they're perfect, as if they're perfecto, when they're not. Because nobody's perfect, first of all, nobody's perfect. And GameStop is now open, but I don't want to be like the first person in. I think it's kind of irritating when you just opened a store and like everyone's waiting at the door. I'm gonna walk in like in a few minutes. I'm gonna end this podcast like very, very shortly. I want to have like a nice closing thought. But anyways, my shirt has Lilo and Stitch on it. I've gotten recently into like that big kid stuff, the childish stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I don't mind being called like immature, to be honest, because I know it's code for like hip and cool. I don't mind being looked at like a big kid, because I kind of am. Like, I will get excited over, if I went to a playground right now, I will go on the swing, and I probably won't go on the slide because I don't think I'm allowed, but I will go on the swing. I will swing on the swing set. I will ask someone to push me if I know them. But yes. Anyways, I'm gonna go on the GameStop very, very shortly, and I'm gonna get the stuff I wanted to get, and it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be real cool. Yeah. Well, guys, I will talk to you in my next podcast, and we will talk more about all these shenanigans, these cartoon characters. What's your favorite cartoon character, by the way? Leave it in the comment section. Can you comment on here? This is going to be uploaded to Spotify, and I'm wondering if you can comment. I think you can, because I left a comment on my last podcast video. I mean, my last podcast, I left a comment. I think I was telling y'all to leave comments. I don't remember what I said, so like I'm not gonna say anything else about it. But let me know in the comment section who your favorite cartoon character is of all time, and like your favorite everything, song, band, sport, game, video game console, video game model. Let me know what you played when you were a kid. I had Dreamcast and Xbox, and I had a Wii when I got a little bit older, and I got a Nintendo DS when I got a little older, and PSP, and I broke that in a very stupid way. I'll tell you about that in the next podcast. It's very embarrassing, and like, why would you do that? But anyways, guys, I'm gonna go into GameStop now and look for the things. Look for the things that I wanted to get. All right, guys. So, yeah, stay tuned for my next podcast. I will be uploading podcasts on Sundays and Tuesdays. Stay tuned for more shenanigans. I think that's going to be my signature closing. Stay tuned for more shenanigans. Yes, guys. I like that, because like I'm always talking about like everything and nothing. Impromptu. I am the impromptu shenanigan queen. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your day. Have a great Valentine's Day with your lovers. Have a good Valentine's Day with yourself if you don't have a lover. Be your own lover. Love yourself. Buy yourself flowers, ladies. Buy yourself flowers, men. Treat yourself, peoples. All right. Bye.